They buried her in a glass coffin.
Mm-hmm. And no air could get to her. And she stayed just like... That's where they are when you bury them in a vault. They don't never decay. When Resurrection Day comes, they'll just come out. But then the body won't be decayed like these. You put in just a wood box. Now you put them in a wood box, the wood box will rot, and that hook, that always where they get, there a hole will fill in it. They see the body's gone in there, a box and everything, and then you know, always a hole for.
Uh-huh.
But you bury them like they do now, they don't never to give way. They're still there.
But they came back and looked at her after?
Yeah, they've taken her up and moved her down here somewhere. Brought her in, and I don't want the bone, I guess they got request from the funeral home, you know, to get her to bury, and they brought, and then brought her down here and put her in the cemetery. And her body's just like when she, how many years she been dead? Had now set her hair just a little bit of, just changed a little bit, and her face and all looked just alike.
I don't see how they could.
Well, that she, see, she, if she got aired, she went blank just like that.
Why do you think people don't want the body to
decay? Yeah, some people didn't. Well, they got away now, and it's just about cheap now to bury them like that. It was the way they used to, old time, you know. Most people got, now they got a place down here in Pier. They got it fixed up, you got drawers. You can put in like dresser drawers and put them in that thing and then pull that thing out and look at them all through the year.
They just leave them like that?
Yeah, it's locked up. You can't go in there yourself, but the people's got that thing.
Instead of burying them,
put them in the ground. They say after a while, if time lasts long enough, if the good Lord don't come back, they'll have to bury them on top of the ground, put them in boxes, you know, and stack them like this, like big guns.
Do you think they do things like that because of Resurrection Day, and they don't want the body to
I don't know why they do that for, but that's where a lot of people bury now. Yeah, about everybody buries in a vault. Most people, he's just got, hey, it's able enough, you know. Now, some people, it's not. Just have to be there in the casket, and then them caskets don't last long when you put them in the ground.
But you don't think it's because of religion?
No, right? That's just the way they bury them. Most, about everybody's able, that's got enough money, buries that way. No, it's not a wreck. But now this year, type you pull out the drawer, I think that's the type of religion, something they got that does that.
What type of religion?
I don't
Christian?
Know, Christ, some kind of Christian. You know, they do that, they don't want to go to the, and now some of them burns it. Bodies and so the ashes of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, a lot of them down here in Peary's done that.
I never heard of people coming back and wanting to look at the body, though.
Yeah,
That's
but nice. They dug it. See, they'd moved here to Florida. I believe it was in Georgia, way up yonder somewhere, anywhere, where it was at.
Mm-hmm.
And she got wanting about her mama. She wanted her back here where she could see her grave, I reckon. I don't know what was her idea. But anyway, they went up there and dug her up and brought her back here. And they said when they got the dirt all off of them and that other thing, that top, and they could see her just as plain as sitting and just like she was when she died. I believe I'd be about a fainted if I had looked at him like that.
I wouldn't.
I don't believe I could take it. Now, like my husband, he's put in a vault out there at the cemetery. But I believe they'd go take it out and look at him. I don't believe I'd stand. I'd be like black out.
Yeah.
I would. I'd like it. I couldn't take it. Well, you know, they got cat things. They stand up in the corner in the house. Keep them, look at them all the time.
You mean just...
The body is cremated, you know, like, and it won't never give way, and they stand them up in these cat in the house. Yeah, they tell me they got them at places like that.
That's just sick.
I don't want my husband, none of my children like that. It would just be renewing me up. I'd be sick all the time. I never would get well. That's what they tell me, is places just like that.
I'd be scared to death if I walk into somebody's house.
They had something like stand up and, well, that's the truth. I ain't telling you a story. They tell me, now I ain't seen that now, but now there's people that dug up that woman. Now I know them, and they told us about me and my brother and them down there. That way she looked. She hadn't ever decayed all these years she'd been in that ground.
They went on and buried her again, though.
Yeah, they went back and put her in another.
They
went back and put her in another cemetery where they can know where she's at, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
When you might say he was a real important man. When he died, everyone went to his
grave
or
funeral.
Okay. And at a funeral, the people that are all dressed in black, you say they're in.
They were sad. They were in, I can't come on with that.
So they're in
mourning.
Mm-hmm. Or did they just completely lose control? Do you have a...
I don't know what to take place.
Okay. Say on an average sort of day, if someone asked you how you're feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm...
very well.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've got...
uritis in the knees.
Or what do people used to call it? They say uritis? Or?
Yeah, I guess that's what's been all the time. Knees hurt. But I've always heard them call it a neuritis. Well, it's half a dozen of kinds of neuritis, you know. It could be just one kind, could be another kind.
What about rheumatism?
A lot of people call it rheumatism. Yeah, I guess you call it that, too.
Mm-hmm. And you say a real bad sore throat that children used to die from it because they'd choke up in the night.
Well, that was diphtheria.
Okay. And a disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
That's